AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More cross-examination today of former attorney Michael Cohen at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Julie Walker's there.
Trump left his hush money trial Thursday, saying it's all an effort to damage him in the election.
You know, they're trying to rush to get it done before the election so that they can harm me, so they can hurt their political opponent. They're rushing. All this rush. There's no rush. These trials take forever.
Michael Cohen is back on the stand Monday, and then the trial could head to closing arguments if Trump doesn't testify in his own defense and his team doesn't call a witness. Under cross-exam, they attacked Michael Cohen in an attempt to discredit his testimony about the former president's involvement in a scheme to pay Stormy Daniels to stay quiet about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump ahead of the 2016 election, which he denies. Court is off Friday, Trump attending Son Barron's high school graduation and then a fundraiser. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The White House has blocked the release of audio from President Biden's interview with a special counsel about his handling of classified documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees get responses to their legitimate requests. But this is not one.
Now the House Judiciary Committee's voted to move forward with an effort to hold Garland in contempt of Congress. The full House has voted to force the delivery of U.S. bombs to Israel. The Biden administration put a shipment of 3,500 on hold to discourage Israel from its offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said the measure is going nowhere in the Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
If Schumer refuses to bring this up for a vote, he'll be telling the world that his party, the Democrats, are no longer willing to stand with our great ally.
The Pentagon says a new pier has been completed on the beach in Gaza, and humanitarian aid will soon begin flowing. This is AP News. Playoffs tonight. In the NHL, the Rangers try again to eliminate the Hurricanes, this time in Carolina. Edmonton's in Vancouver, series tied at 2. In the NBA, Denver's Nuggets can advance with a win in Minnesota. Last night, the Celtics advanced. Gethin Coolbaugh was there.
The Celtics punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals for the sixth time in eight seasons with a 113-98 Game 5 win to eliminate the Cavaliers. Jason Tatum had 25 points, 10 boards, and 9 assists. Al Horford scored 22 with 15 rebounds.
We had this chance to close it out here at home and you know, for me, the biggest thing was just bringing energy.
Evan Mobley scored 33 for the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, and Caris LeVert all missed the game with injuries for Cleveland. The Celtics will face the winner of the Knicks and Pacers series in the conference finals. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Safety.